Jeff, this week we're starting off talking about an issue in Silver City that a lot of folks seem to be concerned about, and that is the issue of recycling. Now, as many may know, Silver City lost its recycling services that it had in place. Now, could you kind of give us a timeline on what happened when the town decided to get rid of the recycling program in July 2019?
That's right. Silver City had a curbside recycling program. The town picked up single stream recycling, so residents were able to throw various plastics, paper, cardboard, and aluminum cans into a single bin, which was collected by the town and then shipped to Freedman Recycling Company locations, usually in El Paso. And this was an arrangement that had been in place for years. However, due to the collapse of worldwide recycling markets, that is, China refusing to accept shipments any longer, the town was no longer making money on the project, for one thing. They were paying to have this material shipped to Freedman, and they were also finding that due to contamination issues, some of the materials they were sending to Freedman were ending up in the landfill, and that's a problem that the town just decided to deal with by ending the recycling program. And they did that in July of last year.
What was the feeling like in the community when this was actually happening?
There was a lot of sentiment in the community that the town was, being let down, I think. And some residents got together and decided that maybe we could do things a little differently here in Silver, more of a local emphasis on recycling. What came about, a group that has named itself Silver City Recycles organized and decided to tackle the recycling issue on a local basis. And they approached town manager Alex Brown late last year and suggested that the town buy a glass pulverizer. The town manager, Alex Brown, he was very receptive to the idea, and the town decided to purchase a $17,000 commercial-grade glass pulverizer. And they entered into an agreement with Silver City Recycles to use the machine, and the group is going to pay for the use of the machine in sand that comes out of this machine. So they will be responsible for collecting clean glass from residents and pulverizing it, and they will give the town between 1 and 3 tons of pulverized glass each month. The town plans to use this for town projects like laying sewer lines, water lines, where there's a bed of sand that needs to be laid down. This will save the town money. They won't have to buy the sand anymore. They also think they can use it at the town-owned golf course.
Okay, well, I appreciate the update on that issue. Obviously, we will stay updated on that, Jeff. Such an important issue to many in the community there. Now, I want to move on to CP Thompson, reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, you have some news on an important day for people in Silver City.
Just a brief background on that. So in the late 1800s, residents of Grant County became tired of being ignored by the New Mexico legislature, and residents wanted basic things like schools, hospitals, and paved roads. And so Grant County threatened to leave the New Mexico territory. Finally, Santa Fe gave in and gave Silver City their own charter on February 15th, 1878. And so that's why this celebration is put on. So there's several events on Saturday, like a fun run, a five-mile run where cans of food were donated to participate that will go to food pantries. Freeport staff provided some booths like Panning for Gold and a haul truck simulator. There was the Fort Baird Preservation Society, who displayed old rifles and bullets. There was probably the most entertaining event of the day, which was the burlesque baseball at Old James Stadium at the university, where over 100 people attended. And that was just a few events that happened on Saturday to celebrate the Territorial Charter Day.
All right, CP, thanks for the update on that annual day in Silver City, and we will talk to you all next week.